It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 20th, 2020. Today is the birthday of Irish writer and novelist William Carleton, born in 1794 in County Tyrone. The February date is not certain, and other sources insist that he was born on March 4th. Carleton is best known for his Traits and Stories of the Irish Peasantry, a collection of ethnic sketches of the stereotypical Irishman. He is regarded as a forerunner of the Celtic Revival, a variety of movements and trends in the 19th and 20th centuries that saw a renewed interest in aspects of Celtic culture, especially Gaelic literature. Carleton's father was a Roman Catholic tenant farmer who supported 14 children, and young William passed his early life among scenes similar to those he later described in his books. He was steeped in folklore from an early age by his father, who had an extraordinary memory. He knew large parts of the Bible by heart, who was also a native Irish speaker and told stories by the hour at the fireside. As his father moved from one small farm to another, William attended various village schools. Most of his real learning was gained from a curate, Father Keenan, who taught a classical school at Glennon in County Monaghan, which Carleton attended from 1814 to 1816. He studied for the priesthood, but left after 2 years. At about age 19, he undertook one of the religious pilgrimages then common in Ireland, but his experiences as a pilgrim made him give up the thought of entering the church, and he eventually became a Protestant. Inspired by his reading of the picaresque novel Gil Blas by Alain-René Lesage, he decided to seek what fortune had in store for him. For 6 months, he served as tutor to the family of a farmer in County Louth. After some other experiments, he set out for Dublin, arriving there with 2 shillings and 6 pence in his pocket. There he first sought work as a bird stuffer. Next, he tried to become a soldier, but the colonel of the regiment dissuaded him. Carleton had filled out his application in Latin, it seems. After staying in a number of cheap lodging houses, he eventually found a place in a house on Francis Street, which contained a library. His landlady allowed him to read from 12 to 16 hours a day. He obtained some teaching posts, then a clerkship in a Sunday school office, and began to contribute stories and sketches to various journals, some of which attracted attention. In 1830, he published his first full-length book, Traits and Stories of the Irish Peasantry, which made his name and is considered his best achievement. He remained active, publishing in Dublin magazines through the 1830s and 40s, writing many ethnic stories, often drawn from the South Tyrone locality where he grew up. The author's later years were marked by drunkenness and poverty, and as one commentator said, he succeeded in offending everybody during the course of his life. In spite of his considerable literary production, Carleton remained poor, but finally received a pension in 1848 of £200 a year, granted by Lord John Russell in response to an appeal on his behalf signed by several influential friends. He died at his home in Dublin at the end of January in 1869 and is buried in Mount Jerome Cemetery. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 20th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.